favorite scary movie. Have you checked the children?
It's all for you!
We have such sights to show you.
We definitely hear the ambiance of the whole outside, yeah, which is fine. But nice. I think that lends to it.
I think so too.
Because
phone's on silent.
I got my motherfucking. We got our stouts, baby. We right, are.
Cheers! Cheers!
Cheers!
God, what a night!
Welcome to a very casual episode or bonus episode because we didn't expect to actually record this. I had no idea. As we were watching, we were the first people in the world to watch. Halloween Ends. This is the Horrible People's Podcast, everybody. Bonus content.
Whee!
Nighttime. We're at a bar.
Oh my! We are at a bar.
We're at a bar.
If for those who are cannot see what's going on right now, the atmosphere. Fwenster yeah. brought the laptop and a microphone to the bar. We're in the outside patio, having a couple beers. We're one Webster down.
Just one yeah. Webster. Yes. We don't know another, but you know, we'll be all right. We got the fucking wind, the breeze of Los Angeles here, and we are talking about our immediate thoughts on Halloween Ends, which Phil, I will say right now, actual end of the franchise. I think this might be it. I think it's done. I don't think there's a way around this.
You know what? After watching this movie, I sure fucking hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. How do we start this? Where do we even begin?
I'm going to give them a layout real quick.
Go ahead.
What's going to happen is we're going to do 10 minutes of spoiler-free in-the-bar content. So we're going to talk about our opinions without spoiling the movie. It'll be a lot of shit-talking, just to tell you that right now. Then, once I hit the 10-minute mark here, maybe even less, because honestly, we got to get into this. We're going to spoil the fuck out of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you're definitely going to want to hear it. So normally when we do this, we say like, hey, take pause, go and check the movie out. Don't do it. Just listen to us. Anyways, Phil, discussion time, baby.
All right.
What are your immediate thoughts on
My immediate thoughts of Halloween Ends. Look, man, I'm a big, as you know, Fwenster and Webster, and I love this franchise. I grew up with it. You know, I think Halloween 1978 is a fucking masterclass of filmmaking and horror cinema. Sure, there's been a couple of stinkers in the sequels, and sure, the Thorn trilogy is a very misunderstood piece of amazingness.
Keep campaigning, Phil. Keep campaigning.
But, all right, so we just watched what's called Halloween Ends. My God. I'm gonna put my bias aside. I'm going to be straight up right here.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the worst Halloween films of all time. I'm gonna throw it out there right now. It's down there with Halloween Resurrection. I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I was gonna say I'm sorry.
In any sense of the word.
I checked out within what, 40 minutes? 30 minutes?
We both checked out because we were guffawing
throughout
the entire runtime of this long, very long movie. Holy shit, that was long.
The movie was way too long. It didn't need to be that long.
It's an hour and 51 minutes.
It was too long. No, it's ridiculous.
Hour and 51 minutes
for you.
Hi, how's it going? No, it's all good. No, but I think you're absolutely 100% right. This movie was way too fucking long. It didn't need to be that long.
I didn't need... This ruined Laurie Strode.
Dude!
I'm not gonna give spoilers right now, but I will say any impression you've had of Laurie Strode in any iteration of her, this is the worst one. This is the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... Yeah.
I'm heartbroken, dude.
I know.
I'm in loss for words. I can't believe what we just watched. I look, man, I have a rule where I can't go online anymore. Ever since I took a swing at filmmaking last year, I can't, thank you. I can't go online anymore and trash movies because I know how hard it is to fucking make a movie. It's one of the most difficult things in the entertainment business that you can do.
Yeah.
But no, fuck that. That rule's getting thrown out the window tonight. I'm trashing this movie. Fuck this. I never want it. I want it out of my memory. And I'm done. David Gordon Green, you broke my heart. Just like Vito Corleone grabbed Fredo, kisses him in the mouth, you broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Michael Corleone did that. Vito.
Oh, wow. See, man? You see how mad I am? See how upset I am, dude?
This is a man of cinema, and he misquoted The Godfather.
You see how upset
did
I am?
Did you believe that?
Like, it's throwing me off. It's throwing me off. I'm seeing all kinds of red right now. It's throwing me off. I'm seeing magenta, if that's even worse. I don't know.
I don't know if that's more extreme, but it is definitely mindless, I would say, for sure.
Fuen, let's hear what you think.
I think this is horrible. This is a really bad, really bad movie that, honestly, my experience throughout the screening, I will say right now, the first 20 minutes, I was like, okay, they're trying something.
Mm-hmm.
This felt like that was the movie that David Gordon Green wanted to make.
Right.
And then he forgot that he had to put Michael Myers in the movie.
Yeah.
And then he started having to, like, tease it in because he hadn't wasted, he'd used no time in the beginning to tease
it. Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it just got worse with every scene. Every scene was worse than the scene before it until you gave up. And then it was up to the crowd to bring the movie back, and they were not always into it.
Yeah, so 100%. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse, it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with you on that. I saw that they were doing something different.
Yeah,
20 minutes. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it. I was like, okay, cool. We're doing something different here.
That was the part that seemed like a real movie.
But it felt like a completely different movie after the 20 Halloween. Minutes. Where I'm just like, what's going on here? What are we doing? Somebody explain to me, where's Laurie Strode?
Yeah.
Where's Michael Myers? Who are these characters that we're being introduced to so late into the damn franchise? Not the trilogy, but the franchise. I'm like, dude, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. It threw me off, and I don't know what else to say, because I'm ready to spoil the fuck out of it.
I'm there. Just a couple spoiler-free red flags for everybody.
This is all still a spoiler-free discussion.
So, right now, I'm going to let the audiences know that the first time you see Michael Myers in this movie is the most baby dick appearance of Michael Myers you've probably seen in the entire franchise.
That is well said.
He is well said. Marginally in silhouette, but not enough. Okay, that's the problem. I'm going to bring this right now. This movie chooses to take time to explain every little thing to you if it was a little more ambiguous, at least for a little bit, it would have been okay. But it literally will stop the flow of the movie to explain, like, hey, you should be feeling this right now, and then resume the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't stop. It's relentless in its ability to baby mm-hmm. you. And Michael Myers is a side character in Halloween. In the last Halloween film, the very last one.
Oh my god. It's like everything just felt so forced.
Yeah.
And I just think David Gordon Green really miscalculated. I think he missed the final shot, fourth mm-hmm. quarter. This is the final movie of not just the trilogy, but possibly the franchise. And it was a huge miss.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
In character development,
I don't even know if there even was development. They made some bizarre decisions in this movie, and that's the whole thing about this entire trilogy, is that there were so many bizarre trilogies. I felt like they tried way too hard to throw us off. They're like, oh, the audience is expecting this. We're gonna give them that.
Oh, the subversion, the Game of Thrones is an eight mentality of let's subvert expectations for the sake of it.
Exactly. To all the Star Wars fans out there, to all my fellow Star Wars fans out there, this entire trilogy felt like the Star Wars sequels.
Yeah.
And this film, Halloween Ends, feels like The Rise of Skywalker.
It feels exactly like Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
It feels, honestly, like I came off Rise of Skywalker baffled.
Mm-hmm.
But the special effects were pretty.
Yeah.
There weren't enough kills in this one that feeling.
There was so much that could have, like, redeemed itself for it.
Yeah.
There were so many, but none of it that was just not, it did not appear. There was nothing redeemable. This movie was
irreparable, irredeemable.
Yeah, it was irritating.
It was irritating to watch at times.
Is like there's no way you can redeem this movie after like the first act, maybe like towards the second act. I think it was somewhere in the second act where I checked out.
I'm feeling what you're feeling right now because I want to spoil the fuck out of this.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay, we are at the 9 minute mark. I know I said 10.
Oh, I know.
But we're at the 9 minute mark, listeners. We're done.
If you don't want to get spoiled, right now would be a good time to tune out.
Exactly. We're going to give you one more last message of spoiler-free content before we go. Phil, last sentence on the movie, what do you say?
Man, What a complete letdown. It was heartbreaking. And it's down there with Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah, grade A garbage. That was mine. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, spoiler time, baby.
Spoiler time.
Phil,
let's do this.
Fuck Corey, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't
explain the leak to your leak story.
All right, so the very beginning, watch. We're introduced to this kid, this 21-year-old kid who's 21, which, by the way, Michael Myers was 21 in the 1978 movie.
Okay, but so, this kid don't look 21, dude.
Yeah, he did not. He did not. So this kid, this 21-year-old guy, he's a babysitter who I don't know if we're gonna go too much into details. I don't know if we have time, but he's babysitting this like 8-9-year-old kid while the parents go out to a Halloween party or something like that, right?
Oh, real quick, by the way, Phil was pissing during the beginning. They didn't start with any Halloween music. They started with something on the radio.
Yes.
So it was
very,
like this
very true.
Rock kind of song.
Yeah, it was very true.
And it made no sense.
Oh, God, it was so bad. Yeah. So bad, so bad. So, like, this babysitter, 21-year-old dude named Corey, he, by accident, some weird scenario, he ends up killing the 9-year-old kid that he was hired to babysit. And the parents catch him red-handed. But it was a complete freak accident. Boom. That's it, right? And roll titles, Halloween, and you're like, well, okay, where's everybody? Where's Lori? Where's Michael? Who is this Corey guy?
Just so you know, Halloween Ends was in blue font, so they want no association with actual Halloween content.
Yeah,
just so
they give us the Season of the Witch font. Yeah. And then so Corey, now he's like the main protagonist, I guess, of this whole fucking movie. We're expected to care about this guy.
I mean, dude,
this complete stranger.
Corey is the big show. The level of heel turns he has throughout the entire fucking movie. You want for a second they're trying to be like, don't you think he's cool? And then like another second,
God.
It's like, bam, bad guy.
Dude,
he's the big show.
When Corey finally meets Michael Myers, right? Michael Myers has been hiding in a sewer, right? When he finally meets...
rat Michael Myers?
Yeah, did you see the camera zoom in on Michael Myers' eyes and then Corey's eyes? And you see, Michael Myers is transferring the evil onto this Corey guy.
And it would have the first notes of the music, but not the rest of the notes.
Dude,
just
so
you did, if he didn't hit you in the head.
So cringe. So we're made to believe that he is now the new Michael Myers. He is the copycat. Uh-huh. Michael Myers is kind of like wasted. He's kind of like physically like checked out. So he transferred this evil over to Corey. Now he is the new Michael. He's the new shape, I guess you would call it.
Fucking, the more you say words about the actual plot, Phil.
This really happened. We saw a Michael Myers in this movie for what? Total of what? 10 minutes? Total?
10 if you're generous.
If
thought
I'm being generous.
I thought it was single digits. I thought it was single digits.
Total Michael Myers
we
appears,
saw his mask more than him.
Yeah, that's true. Corey is he becomes the new shape. He is the new Myers. He's already wearing a jumpsuit because he's an auto mechanic.
I didn't even notice that fucking detail.
He's already wearing the blue jumpsuit.
I hate you.
So
that
all
you
he needed
that.
Was the knife and the mask, obviously. So when that happens, he's bullied by the guy who looks a lot like Christopher from The Sopranos, by the way. So
I just love that we have greasers in this movie.
Yeah, I know. I was like, greasers are still greaser teenagers are still around.
Just never takes off the Letterman's jacket. He's got two broads with him. And he's got his bro that's like, what the fuck? I'll hold him, man. Let's fucking bully. Let's just go. It's bullying time, isn't it? And he's like, I don't know if I want to fight. Yeah, let's fucking bully.
Oh, my God, dude. Also, can we talk about Lori for a little bit? All right.
Please.
This is a completely different Lori Strode from the last movie. Dude, I know it's been like, what? There's a four-year year
four
jump?
Years, yeah.
Like a fickle time jump? Right, okay. So your daughter's been dead for 4 years, and she is super happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
She is like, hey, show your tits at this Halloween party to her granddaughter.
Just learn
She's
to live
goofy.
Because my daughter died.
It feels like, I'm sorry to trash the MCU, but it feels like an MCU writer wrote the script for this fucking movie.
Ooh.
Like, the comedy. There are sound bites where I'm just like, we're just waiting for the audience to like, clap, clap, clap. That was
but
funny.
Then it gets so hard, like, but what about murdering children?
Oh,
like,
God.
Like right after a quip will happen, or like a soundtrack like beat drop moment will happen where David Gordon Green wants to do his playlist,
right?
And then like he's like, yeah, it's montage time, and he comes back joke, and then also dead kids, you're a bad
the
person
pattern. Yeah,
also
there was
Michael
an
Myers.
Obvious pattern. Yeah, there was an obvious pattern, and it fucking sucked balls. I hate every decision that was made for this movie. Look, I get it. I get that they were trying to throw us off. I get that they're trying to present something different, something new, something fresh. And, you know,
against,
and let's be honest, that's something what this franchise kind of needs. Something fresh, something new, some new blood.
Yeah.
But Not this.
Not like this.
Not like this.
No, you bring up a really good point because I agree with that. I think Kills tried too hard to be the slasher,
yeah,
and like overshot its goals. And this one went the exact opposite. It's like, let's be like a personal, like, kind of like, oh, what's life after death kind of movie. But like without a filmmaker that's ever done that.
Yeah.
And it came off like somebody who didn't know what they wanted to shoot. Except the first 20 minutes. They knew what they wanted to do then.
Exactly. Did you notice in the opening credits that there's four screenwriters?
Including
David Gordon Green.
And Danny McBride.
And two other people I don't know.
Yeah, two other people.
I was like, dude, this, obviously, the script was like so convoluted.
You literally, Phil told me the red flag as soon as he saw the credits.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to believe him immediately, but then literally the you went to the bathroom and then the credits, the opening music played.
Right.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, already off to a bad start. Oh,
why?
I get it. They're trying to do something different, but holy shit, dude. This is an extreme level.
Okay, so...
This was an extreme level.
Also, Lori's granddaughter, by the way.
Yeah.
She's so
annoying. What happened to her?
I didn't think annoying, but I think... Yeah, a little annoying, actually. Now I think about it. But she her emotion was whatever the plot needed. Is what her emotion was. Whatever she needed to feel at that time to get Rory to be like, but I'm going to kill. And to get Rory and Lori.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds terrible.
Lori to be like, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
Because Lori almost killed herself like 3 times in this movie.
You want to talk about the most forced love relationship that you'll ever find in cinema?
They knew each other for 2 days. I told you this in the screen.
Yeah.
They've known each other for 2 days.
Yeah.
And she's already like... fucking big spooning his ass on the motorcycle.
It's worse than like Twilight. It's worse than like any other forced like chemistry. There was no chemistry between these two.
No.
There was like, dude, I was like, dude, this is like the worst like love story you'll ever find in any movie. Not just a horror movie, any movie. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? This is the worst. I wanted to leave.
I had to stop myself from checking my phone so many times. I was gonna check
my
phone.
I was like, I'm
like
done with this movie.
5 times.
I am done with this movie. And look, I get it. It's Halloween. The franchise itself. A lot of these movies are kind of dumb. They're fun. It's all good old stuff. But
dumb. But the fun part was gone.
Yes, there was
no
fun.
The fun part was gone.
There was no fun in this movie whatsoever. It took itself way too seriously.
Halloween 5 is fun.
Yes.
Those are the two worst ones.
Yes.
Generally consensus. Those are the two worst. Those are fun movies.
Halloween 5 had clown music when the cops were walking.
I would have begged for clown music in this movie.
Dude, this one was...
Even when Michael just appeared, I would do it.
Oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. This movie took itself way too seriously.
It did, though.
And it's dumb. And it's really like, I'm just like, wow. And it's not just the choices that the characters make. It's the choices that the filmmakers make.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like, dude, writing was its biggest downfall. I think the script was just like thrown out the window. And we're like, hey, we're doing this instead.
The most contrived scripts I've probably like
I couldn't
encountered.
Believe it. I couldn't believe what was happening.
And Halloween Kills was poorly written.
Yeah, that too.
Because I will tell you, I think I've talked about this before, but I enjoyed Halloween Kills a lot more on a second run compared to the first one.
Right.
Because my expectations were in check.
Exactly.
This one, my expectations were at the bottom of the barrel, and somehow it dove far below where I anticipated it would be.
Right.
Again, I will go back to this. I alluded to it in the spoiler-free section, but I'm going to talk about it a little more now, is the first appearance of Michael Myers is in the sewer as a sewer rat.
Yeah.
With no strength.
As Vito Corleone would say, let me redeem myself here. As Vito Corleone would say, look how they massacred my boy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's an old meme, sir, but it checks out. It's so bad.
It's an old meme, sir, but it checks out.
And honestly, like the horrible part about it is, like, it's 2 seconds of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back, and Rory has this reaction, and it comes back to a worse shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of get a good one later on, and then the scene's done, and then Rory becomes this character that feeds bodies to Michael Myers by starting shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's literally just like, so can you like help me with all my problems right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bring them in your general vicinity, and you're going to kill them until you can't kill them as good, and I'm going to kill them as good until I get shot.
Yeah.
But then you're going to come in... later on,
yeah,
like in Rise of Skywalker, like you're,
yeah.
Michael Myers is Lando Calrissian in Rise of Skywalker.
Pretty much, yeah.
But in Halloween Ends.
Dude, the most degrading thing that I've ever seen happen to Michael Myers is literally when Corey crawls into the sewer and Michael Myers is standing there waiting for him.
Yeah.
And Corey's like, I need your mask. Beats the fuck out of him, brings him down to the floor, takes the mask off him, and just walks away. And I'm like, dude, look how they massacred my boy.
And Corey don't know how to fight. Yeah. He doesn't know how to fight,
but he can beat the fuck out of him.
He's wrestling an old man. He's wrestling an old man to the ground. He's like, I'm going to trip him. I'm going to trip him.
I'm glad he did the sit-up, though. Maskless Michael did the sit-up, which was cool, I guess.
But that was the only cool sit-up. Yeah. Every other sit-up after that was fucking garbage.
So, all right. The final showdown between Laurie and, I guess, all right, so Michael finally shows up.
Sorry.
Michael finally shows up, okay? So Corey, this guy kills himself, thankfully. I think the theater kind of clapped a little bit when Corey was off himself.
Off screen, yeah.
When Corey offed himself, he shoved a knife in his throat. I was like, oh, cool, huh? Fine. Get this guy out of this fucking movie, please.
Yes, but the contrived writing, Phil, tell them how this happened.
I know. So there's an empty Michael Myers mask lying on the ground. You see a pair of hands reach for it. I'm like, oh, hey, it's Michael. Hey, welcome back to your own fucking movie.
Hey.
You've been gone for like...
Cheers, Phil. More, cheers. Yeah. We're drinking stouts today.
Thank you.
Yeah, he came back. He did.
Mm. Like, hey, welcome back to your own fucking movie, Myers. You've only been gone for like, you know, an hour. You know, maybe an hour and 20.
A really good portion of the runtime, I would say.
Yeah, sure. Dude, his screen time is legit probably 10 minutes of this fucking movie.
Dumb, dude.
So Michael shows up, puts his mask back on, and Laurie Strode and Michael Myers have the final showdown in a kitchen, because that's a very geriatric thing to do. They're very old people, both of them, you know. They're in their 60s, you know, and they're surrounded by kitchen knives.
He's
like,
oh shit, he forgot his man in Mule. He's not as strong today. Oh. How are they gonna do it?
So, all right. Spoiler alert for those who are still listening to the spoiler review of this movie. Lori wins, right? Mm. She pins Michael down first of all. Then she pins him down with all these kitchen knives, and which is kind of silly, but whatever. This whole entire fucking movie is silly.
But Lori also remember Lori has a finishing weapon.
Yeah,
her fucking knitting needle.
Oh, the needle, right?
Yeah, her secret power.
I thought that was gonna be it right there. But
right.
So she slits Michael's throat. Okay, cool. I was like, oh, there's no way you can survive that. Not only that, she slits Michael's wrist vertically to make sure. I was like, oh, he's definitely dead.
That's the only time they respected the audience. This for sure would kill him.
He's like, he's dead, guys. So just to make it even 100% sure that he's not coming back, is that the sheriffs show up. And they have Michael Myers' body right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we need to dispose his body at the dump where Corey worked at. And one cop was like, this is not how we do it. And the sheriff's like, tonight it is.
Bitch.
So all the victims of Michael Myers and their families, they all get in their cars and they all ride a single file line like it's some kind of funeral for Michael Myers.
It's oddly organized, like they had been anticipating
it's really
this for a
weird.
While.
Yeah, it's like they're calling they're knocking on everybody's doors like, hey, was your family affected by Michael Myers' murders? Hey, we're actually going to dispose his body tonight. You want to roll through?
Let's go. No. Yeah. Would you like to see a show? You can sit in the back with the front rows for victims.
Oh,
just let us
God.
Know. Immediate family, though, can't get a ticket. So,
seriously.
No.
So they take Myers' body to this dump, and they threw his body. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode, throws Michael Myers' dead body into this, what's it called, a grinder?
Yeah, like a garbage grinder or something. Yeah.
So his skull cracks, and his whole body's deteriorated.
They let you see it. They let you see it, really.
Which I appreciate, I guess. That was kind of cool.
It was cut at just the right time.
Yeah.
Again, the only time this happens in the movie.
Yeah, his whole body gets thrown into like this, you throw a lot of scrap metal in there. Like, exactly. You can throw a whole car in there and make a whole car disappear.
If you really want to crunch something.
Yeah, if you really want to crunch it, you'll throw it into this thing. Yeah. Whatever this thing's called. I'm terrible with mechanic names or whatever. But, so that's how you know that Myers is definitely dead. Now, fast forward to, like, the last 2 minutes of the movie. Laurie Strode is on a laptop. She's saying, we disposed Michael Myers' body, blah, 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 blah.
But by the way, this memoir is a buffer between scenes in all this
exactly.
whole movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Out of nowhere, we're hearing a voiceover of Laurie Strode, and she's writing a diary.
She's building a memoir throughout the movie, so you guys don't get confused, because this movie has to explain everything.
Exactly. Go ahead. Sorry. So she says that Michael Myers is dead, right? But evil never dies. It only changes shape.
Oh.
So I was like, great. Oh, cool. That's like, they're saying like, hey guys, we're done with the franchise, but there's still a possibility that Malek Akkad might want to make another one of these, but just define, you know, may not be, you know, they might just finally go to the anthology, what they originally planned for Season of the Witch.
I think they want to.
I'm down for it. Try something else. Yeah, if you're going to continue doing Halloween movies, try doing Halloween movies without Michael Myers. Yeah. Try it. It didn't work 40 years ago, but I think you needed Halloween Ends in order to do your Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, do your Season of the Witch. Do a 2025 Season of the Witch.
People would be the most open for it right now.
Yeah.
They absolutely would.
It's because, like, in Halloween Ends, they show that Michael Myers is dead. He is gone. There's no way he's coming back. So I was like, cool, but if you want to continue making Halloween movies, do a Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
Try it for a second round, and we'll see how that happens. We'll see.
Honestly, it's worth an attempt. It's worth an attempt. Why not just put it on streaming?
Right.
Why not just make a show? Just do a Halloween show. Do the Friday the 13th the series route and just have an anthology thing with different horror directors. It's fine.
Do an anthology.
Just don't try to explain Michael Myers anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to explain him. We talked about this in the other episode that's releasing on this day for Rob Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to explain him. The first one was simple.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Stupid.
And it's a great fucking movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm just waiting for the next Halloween movie to be like, oh, the body that Laurie Strode disposed of that night, that was not the body of Michael Myers.
No.
It was actually the old switcheroo. It was a body of an ambulance that he killed at the very last minute off screen.
No, they already did the ambulance film.
Oh,
it was the body of the garbage man that was the first one that opened the door.
It was actually Corey's body that they disposed of. The real Michael Myers escaped off screen.
They teabagged Corey's body. Everybody knows what Corey's body is. So that's fine. Nobody cared about that guy.
I'm calling it now. Yeah, they're going to do the old switcheroo thing like what they did in Halloween Resurrection.
I'm in the they might as well territory. Just give us anything to get, like, and yeah, do the live stream again too.
Just keep going. Get your money, Malek. Might as well.
Okay, so before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Wonderful spoiler section. I appreciate that.
I had fun.
We can get even deeper into it.
Yeah, we
guys.
Could. We could keep going. Yeah.
But honestly, every frame of this movie, I want you to experience for yourself when you don't have to pay for it. And appreciate how dumb every decision is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our immediate thoughts. Let's talk about real quickly. So now in the grand scheme of franchise, this thing says ends.
Yeah.
It's the end. How do you feel about this movie's place in the Halloween franchise? And where do we go from here?
I think this is a shit pile. It's probably in my opinion, one of the worst like Halloween movies ever, and that's coming from me because I really fucking love this franchise. I'm a big fan of this franchise.
Yeah, we've talked. Definitely.
But for me to say that it's one of the worst Halloween movies ever, it's down there with Resurrection. I think it goes Halloween Ends and then Resurrection for the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I don't know.
I've gotten used to the Kung Fu kick.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to watch this.
Yeah,
movie
I'm gonna marinate on this for like some time. But for right now, all I know is it's at the bottom for sure.
Yeah.
So, this was to me. I mean, just like I said, I think it's this trilogy. This David Gordon Green trilogy, it was like the Star Wars, what's it called? The sequels.
It's confused. I think it's very confused. I think the last one very much was The Last Jedi affair.
Oh, yeah.
And this one was very much Rise of the Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's where it stands. And it sucks because I had a lot of high hopes for this trilogy. At first, I thought it was just going to be one movie back in 2018, but it turns out to be a trilogy. And I was like, cool, okay, they're going to do a trilogy, but obviously...
But they could have done one.
They could have done way better, man. Seriously, they could have done way better. Just like in the last episode for the Rob Zombie Halloween.
When it
Halloween,
comes to the sequel?
When Webster says that she would like to see me make a Halloween movie, after this, I've never been more motivated ever in my fucking life.
Yeah, honestly, like... You know what? I agree with that because, like, I thought about this during the movie because I was so checked out at some point that I couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
But I thought about, like, hey, wait a second. I understand why this movie's bad. I totally get why it's bad. It's because they really need to have Laurie Strode's story in there.
Right.
No matter what. Because the way that even Michael went to see Laurie this time was contrived.
Right.
Because he went for Corey.
Right.
He didn't go for Laurie. So Laurie just happened to be in the crossfire for like three movies in a row.
Yeah.
Three movies in a row is happenstance gets her
no,
an encounter with Michael Myers. That's bad writing.
Right. It's This entire trilogy has been bad writing.
It really does. Your Star Wars analogy is totally apt. It's almost borderline. This is even worse than Star Wars, but Transformers.
Yeah.
Sequels. Like level of just like.
Oh yeah.
We just need an excuse.
Yeah, very.
We just need an excuse.
Like, I don't want to throw the word cash grab or two words cash grab or the phrase cash grab, but yeah, I'm starting to believe that they literally just like, hey guys, nostalgia's in. People still love Halloween. We got Jamie Lee Curtis still down. She's down to do three more of these. Let's fucking do it.
See, I think you're right on the cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Because to me, they no matter what, they had to make this movie.
Yeah.
I also feel like, though, David Gordon Green had an idea. It wasn't enough. He didn't have enough time to make it his real thing.
I think he's immature as a filmmaker.
But he still had to meet the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And he met the deadline, Phil.
Yeah.
He met the deadline.
Yeah.
And we got this movie that was not rewritten at all.
Yeah.
No, it probably was, but with people he thought were chill, that's why there's four writers,
right.
And Danny McBride, I think, just got the credit for being there.
Yeah, dude, seriously, I really want to know, like, I would love to be a fly in the wall in that writer's room.
Yeah.
When they developed this entire...
I'm pretty sure
they developed this entire trilogy how they did Lost, one episode at a time, you know? But I would really love to be in the writer's room where they develop Halloween Ends.
Dude,
of all this trilogy, this is the movie where I would love to just observe how they came up with this.
See, I think the only thing this is a process. I think this was emailed between, like, a chain of, like, 48 emails. And
the
last one was like, I think we can shoot this. And that was the movie.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, cool. You know what? Enough. You know what? Enough.
God,
movie time. Let's roll.
Exhausting just talking about it. And that's my final thought. I mean, I guess that's my final thought about this movie. It's exhausting. And I just want it out of my memory.
Yes, I agree.
I hate to talk shit because, look, we're talking about the Halloween movies here. A lot of them are goofy. A lot of them are silly. A lot of them are dumb. But this is probably, like, the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Not a lot of them are as boring.
Yeah.
And as...
This one was boring.
Baffling.
Yeah, this
boring
one...
and baffling.
Yeah.
Boring and baffling are the two
those are the two
I
words
say.
I would use.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, why did they do this? And holy shit, they did this.
Mm-hmm.
That was the consensus throughout the entire movie, in addition to the third beat, which is just bored.
Exactly.
Yeah. It probably did it twice. Whatever. The White Goodman approach. So, with that, guys, that's our thoughts on Halloween Ends, the true end of the franchise. I personally don't know where it's going to go in the future. And it's raining right now, so I have to turn the MacBook up.
It is, huh? It's sprinkling. Oh, I'm
not going
crazy.
It's crying for the death of franchise film.
Yeah, that's true. Mother Nature is crying for the death
right
of this
now.
Franchise.
If you find us, catch us on Instagram at Horror People's Podcast. It's HORRBLE People's Podcast. And also on Twitter and Facebook at Horror People Pod. With that, try to write at the end of a Halloween movie. Just let them go.
Yeah, just let them blossom on their own.
Let them blossom. Peace.
Laters.